Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you.
Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you are here with me today, because today I want to talk about the artwork of you, what it means to me, why I created the podcast, and why I decided to center my coaching around the idea that you are the artwork in your life. I firmly believe that every single one of us is a unique piece of art, and not just metaphorically speaking, but in the way that we think, act, and interact with the world around us. And in my work, both as an artist and a coach, I've seen time and again how embracing our inner creativity can really transform the trajectory of our lives. And so today, I want to share with you some insights that have not only shaped my life, but have also helped others find their own inner artist. And so whether you think of yourself as creative or not, I invite you to open your mind to the possibility that you are indeed a masterpiece, constantly evolving and growing with each stroke of life's metaphorical brush. And I'm going to share with you how you can paint your own life's canvas, not just with colors, but with the thoughts and actions and dreams that you hold dear to you. So let's dive into the five pillars that make up the concept of the artwork of you. When we think about art, whether it's painting or a piece of music, we often focus on creativity, and rightfully so. But what if you started to believe that the art of living isn't all that different, and that while creativity is key, so are the additional four pillars, which are self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and accountability. And so let's start with creativity. Imagine approaching every day with that creative spirit, whether you're solving a problem at work, making dinner, or just organizing your schedule, because creativity isn't just for artists, it's for everyone. And it's a crucial tool in designing a life that feels authentic to you. It's about how you solve problems, think outside the box, and find joy in unexpected places. Creativity also helps us get out of our comfort zone because it encourages us to experiment, to try new things, and to not be afraid of making a little mess along the way. The next pillar is self-awareness, and I wholeheartedly believe that self-awareness is the foundation for everything, because as we paint this picture of our life, we need to be self-aware, knowing which colors or qualities best represent us. Just as an artist carefully selects the right shades to convey an emotion or capture the essence of a scene, we too must understand our own unique palette. Self-awareness is about recognizing our strengths, our weaknesses, our values, fears, dreams, our patterns. What are the qualities that make you? Are you bold and adventurous, or more reflective and detail-oriented? Are there fears that hold you back from expressing yourself truly? And what are those dreams that you've always carried with you, whether you've shared them with others or kept them tucked away? Understanding ourselves deeply helps us make choices that align with who we truly are, rather than just following trends or meeting external expectations. It's about recognizing that our individual palette of characteristics and quirks can be a beautiful tool to craft the life that we want. We can learn to stop forcing ourselves into roles that don't fit and instead embrace the qualities that naturally complement us. I had a conversation recently with someone who I believe was comparing me to someone else in the personal development field. And it was almost as if they wanted me to also compare myself to this person. In other words, how could I be more like her? And I was really taken aback because I firmly believe that comparing ourselves to others is rarely, if ever, a good decision, because it often leads to compare and despair, which never moves you forward. I responded by saying that the better choice is for me to amplify more of who I already am and what makes me. Now, that being said, self-awareness also involves being honest about where we struggle. It's not always easy to admit our weaknesses, but acknowledging them means we can seek help when needed and grow stronger over time. It's like knowing which shades you have trouble blending in a painting and learning a new technique to improve. Ultimately, the better that you know your palette, the more stunning the outcome. When you're aware of the colors that work for you, your strengths, values, aspirations, you can paint a picture of your life that reflects your authentic self and it brings you fulfillment. The next pillar is mindset. Our mindset can be our greatest tool or our biggest barrier. It shapes how we view ourselves and our abilities. And think of it as the frame around the artwork. It can enhance or distort the beauty of your efforts. A positive, growth-oriented mindset is not just about feeling good, it's about setting a foundation that everything else rests upon. It shapes how we see challenges, successes, and even ourselves. And when we approach life with a growth mindset, we see challenges not as obstacles, but as opportunities for growth and learning. Painting continually helps me with this, because instead of regretting a stroke of color that I make on the canvas that isn't quite right, I shift my mindset to seeing it as something that could potentially lead to something beautiful. A growth mindset lets us view those unexpected strokes in life as valuable parts of the bigger picture. However, limiting beliefs, they can be like cracks in that frame. These beliefs often stem from past experiences or societal pressures and can make us hesitant to try new things or dream big. Instead of seeing potential, a limiting belief might convince us that a challenge isn't worth facing because failure is a real possibility. So breaking free from limiting beliefs starts with recognizing them. Listen for the can'ts and the shouldn'ts that creep into your self-talk. When you notice one, pause and ask yourself if it's really true or just a story that you've been telling yourself. Then reframe it with a growth mindset. Instead of I can't, try how can I learn? Instead of I'm not good enough, try how can I improve? Shifting our mindset from limitation to possibility definitely takes practice, but it's worth it. Once we replace that cracked frame with one that celebrates our ability to grow and adapt, it'll transform how we handle challenges. And we can start to see ourselves as capable in improving and thriving rather than fixed in one place. And so while a fixed mindset and limiting beliefs can keep us stuck in status quo, a growth mindset empowers us to approach life with curiosity and confidence. And it's important to remember that our results are always a direct reflection of our thoughts. The fourth pillar is goal setting. And this is where we sketch out what we want our life to look like. Just like an artist often starts with a rough outline before adding details and paint, goals give us a sense of direction and purpose. They provide the structure that guides our actions and our decisions. Setting goals is very personal, and the key is to establish ones that inspire you while remaining flexible enough to adjust as your life unfolds. A good goal guides us towards our aspirations, but it shouldn't feel like a set in stone plan that leaves no room for change. Because after all, life throws unexpected surprises our way all the time, and sometimes the path we thought we'd take isn't the one that we end up on. To set effective goals, I suggest starting by identifying what really matters to you. What are your dreams or desires that light you up inside? Because those are the things worth aiming for, because they will be intrinsically motivating, and goals that resonate deeply help us keep going when the journey gets tough. Then next, break down those big dreams into smaller, manageable steps. If the big picture is the final artwork, think of these steps as the canvas, the individual brushes, the colors, and the strokes needed to complete that artwork. Each step should bring you closer to that vision, giving you a sense of progress and achievement along the way. And don't forget, as I said, to build in some flexibility, because sometimes goals need to shift because our priorities change or new opportunities emerge or challenges come up. So instead of being discouraged by these shifts, see them as part of the creative process. Just like an artist might adjust the painting when new colors or shapes emerge, we should be willing to refine our goals and our approach as well. The most important thing I would say is just to keep moving forward and learn from the process. Each small victory and challenge helps you clarify your vision and understand yourself better. Goals aren't just about reaching a destination. Again, they're about shaping a path that's uniquely yours, where every step adds depth to the masterpiece of your life. And the final pillar is accountability. This keeps us on track. Much like how as an artist, an abstract artist particularly, I often have to step back to assess my work because I can't see the overall composition as it is when I'm right on top of the painting. So I need to take a step back to see the bigger picture and make sure that it aligns with my vision. And so without accountability, it's easy to lose focus or to become discouraged when progress feels slow. It's key to have people in our lives who remind us of what we set out to achieve in the first place and encourage us to keep going, even when the painting seems off or the colors seem muddy, so to speak. Accountability can take many forms, but it often involves a trusted circle of friends, mentors, or colleagues who know your goals and are committed to supporting your journey. They act like mirrors, reflecting back what they see and helping you stay grounded in your original vision. This doesn't mean they simply offer praise. They'll give you honest, constructive feedback to help you improve. And personal goals, that might look like a workout buddy who nudges you to keep showing up on those early morning gym sessions. Equally important is self-accountability. In other words, not relying on others to hold you accountable, but to also begin to learn to rely on yourself, to regularly evaluate your own journey. Are your actions aligned with your goals? Or have you drifted off course? Are there habits that you need to change or new skills that you need to acquire? Regular reflection will help ensure that you're not just staying busy, but you're actually moving forward in meaningful ways. Ultimately, accountability is a supportive structure that keeps us focused, motivated, and consistent. It reminds us why we started, celebrates our wins, and encourages us to navigate challenges. And with accountability, we don't just rely on our initial enthusiasm, but build a steady rhythm toward our goals over time. And so there you have it. That's the concept around the artwork of you, the pillars that I decided to use to build my business and my podcast in the hopes to encourage others, as well as myself, to create their life as a masterpiece. Because as I said, we are the artwork. And I feel that creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and accountability really tie everything together to do just that. And before we wrap it up, I want to give you some suggestions that'll help you tap into your own creativity and hopefully help you connect these ideas, these pillars that we talked about, so that you can begin to see your life as a masterpiece. The first one is you can create an artistic timeline. And what I mean by that is on a piece of paper, illustrate the significant life events that you've had as abstract symbols, using different colors or shapes to represent the different phases. Because this visual exercise will allow you to reflect on your past experiences and see any patterns or themes that might have influenced you. Number two, you can create a personal mandala and fill it with symbols representing your goals, strengths, and dreams. You can use colors and shapes that hold personal meaning to you. And they say creating a mandala can be very meditative and encourage introspection. And that will provide you with a visual reminder to your unique path. I'd say put it where you can see it regularly, as a reminder, again, to be the artwork in your life. You can draw or write a portrait of your future self, and not necessarily a literal depiction, but using symbols, words, and abstract elements that reflect you and your aspirations. This can help you think concretely about who you want to become and what steps you can take now to embody those qualities. You can design a personal emblem or a crest that represents your core values and philosophy. The emblem could include symbols, colors, and imagery that hold personal meaning to you. And this too will help you visualize your guiding principles in life. You can create a mind map of your dreams and goals, use colorful pens or markers, and you can write down and draw key aspirations in the center and then branch out into smaller goals or actions needed to achieve them. This exercise helps visually as well to organize your ideas and clarify your priorities. And the last one, you can start a daily art journal where you can either doodle, you can sketch, you can do collage work of your thoughts and your feelings every day. This can be a therapeutic way to reflect on your daily experiences and see how your life is beginning to evolve over time. To wrap it up, remember that each of you is your own masterpiece that is constantly evolving. Your life is not about reaching a final, polished version of yourself, but about embracing the creative journey that shapes who you are. So while you're designing your life, remember, your unique story is worthy of celebration. Don't be afraid to experiment with new colors, bold ideas, and different techniques as you navigate your path. Embrace your inner artist, knowing that, as I said, even the unexpected brushstrokes and twists can add depth and character to your masterpiece. Celebrate your journey, trust your creative instincts, and keep crafting a life that's uniquely, authentically yours.
That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.